Hi, this is Mark Luke Carrier, host and creator of Fakes, Frauds, and Phonies, a new podcast and a fascinating and often funny look at art crime. Now, don't expect fancy intro music or sound effects, but you can expect damn good stories about art forgers, thieves, and rogues of every description. You'll meet guys like Han van Meegeren and the forger who cooked his paintings until they were just right. Hear about John Myatt, who fooled some of the world's biggest art experts, using ordinary house paints to create masterpieces. Masterpieces of deceit is what they were. Discover Almir the Hoary, who could paint a Picasso before lunch, a Mondrian after dinner, and manage to sell them to astute gallery owners and museum curators all over the world. Now, I've worked as a forensic art appraiser for a number of years now, and how I stumbled into this profession is also a very good story. You see, several years ago, I read an article in a local paper relating how a fellow had bought a small painting in a junk shop for a few dollars, later to discover that it was a masterpiece he valued at several million dollars. Now note that he valued, not an expert. It soon dawned on me that the whole thing was a boondoggle, especially when I learned that he was collecting funds from hapless investors to authenticate the work, promising astronomical returns when the painting was finally declared a genuine masterpiece. As you might have guessed, his backers never saw a penny of return and lost their original investments, as much as $1 million in one case. I shared my misgivings in an op-ed piece in the above-mentioned newspaper, hoping to warn people off this obvious grift. I was soon after served with papers, as the scoundrel sued me for libel. Now note that this is a common tactic by grifters to threaten critics into silence. It didn't work. I hired a good lawyer and I set off to do my own defense research. The truth is the best defense against the libel suit, and I soon exposed the man's flim-flam tactics, including documents of convenience from various so-called experts. I went as far as to get the advice of a top European art expert who gave his unimpeachable opinion that the piece taunted as a masterpiece was indeed worthless junk. I can't say that I enjoyed being sued for libel. It's quite an unnerving experience. But I did enjoy doing the research for my defense. Indeed, so much so that I registered for an art appraisal course with the International Society of Appraisers, often simply known as the ISA. I'm happy to report that I graduated with flying colors and soon embarked on a new career as a registered fine arts appraiser with a specialty in fakes, frauds, and phonies. So, stay tuned till next week when we begin with our first episode of Fakes, Frauds, and Phonies. Meantime, subscribe if you are so inclined, and keep your ears open for our next episode. See you then. Bye-bye.